Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on June 21 regarding Jocelyn, J-O-S-E-L-Y-N, Cummings, C-U-M-M-I-N-G-S. Jocelyn Cummings is a 60-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 3-20-20. Period. She was working in an airport terminal. Period. After assisting a passenger, she attempted to sit on a chair. Period. When it began moving with her holding on with speed, she states she hit her head on the chair. Period. She landed on her back and also struck her right shoulder. Period. She did not experience loss of consciousness. Period. She states, however, that when her supervisor went to assist her, she did black out briefly. Period. She had extensive further evaluation but remains unaware for final diagnosis. Period. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. Ms. Cummings volunteered that she had previously injured her L4 disc and her L5 disc, culminating in fusion surgery twice up through 2006. Period. New paragraph. We will insert the summary of records in the cover letter, supplemented by diagnostic studies where the arrows are pointed. Period. We are also in receipt of her claim petition from 3-2020, alleging she fell, injuring her spine, comma, right shoulder, comma, closed head injury, comma, cervical spine, and left hip. Period. Physical exam. Head, eyes, ears, normal. Neurologic, normal. Extremities, upper. Motion of the right shoulder was limited in abduction to 150 degrees with tenderness. Period. Flexion was full to 180 degrees with tenderness. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Period. She was tender to palpation anteriorly about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Hand, wrist, elbows normal. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed longitudinal scarring at the right knee consistent with her knee replacement. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Spine, cervical, active extension was full to 60 degrees with tenderness. Period. Side bending right was to 30 degrees and left to 55 degrees. Period. Active flexion and bilateral rotation were full to 50 and 80 degrees, respectively. Period. There was superficial tenderness, the palpation of the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Here there was no palpable spasm or tenderness of the trapezius musculature bilaterally or in the midline. Period. Thoracic, she was superficially tender to palpation, met the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Period. There's, that is normal lumbar spine. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 55 degrees. Period. Inspection revealed a midline scar, approximately 1 inch in length, consistent with her prior surgery. Period. Active flexion was to 85 degrees with extension, bilateral rotation, and side bending accomplished fully. Period. She was tender in the lower paravertebral musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm. Period. Supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 75 degrees and left at 70 degrees, elicited low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 3-20-20. Jocelyn Cummings fell at work. Period. This occurred in the airport terminal. Period. She initially was seen at the United Airlines Newark Clinic. Period. She had x-rays of the right shoulder and lumbar spine at 3-21-20. Period. She then came under the care of Dr. Bash on 4-10-20. Period. She went on to receive extensive diagnostic testing and treatment as noted above, period. And put this in bold. I will mark up the last IME from Dr. Tsorvas from 3/19/20 to include as well. New paragraph for current examination. Found there to be mildly decreased range of motion about the right shoulder, but provocative maneuvers were negative. Appeared she was neurologically intact. Period. She had heel surgical scarring about the lumbar spine, but very good retained range of motion. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. She was superficially tender in the left paracervical and left parathoracic musculature in the absence of spasm. Period. She did not require a handheld assisted device for ambulation. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 0% permanent partial or total disability, referral to the head, comma, spine, comma, right shoulder, comma, cervical spine, comma, or left hip. Period. In essence, Ms. Cummings sustained soft tissue injuries. Period. She has retained her functional ability as seen in her ongoing work with the insured. Period. And that is the end.